than being late.
Good morning, everybody. I'd like to welcome you all to Emmanuel Lutheran Church this morning. This morning we'll be having I'm Pastor Rocco Milardi here from Heights Point Lutheran Ministries. My wife, DCE Janine Milardi, she'll be doing our children's message this morning. And then after service, as I understand it, we're going to be having a voters meeting and a ladies meeting as well. With that, do you guys normally rise and greet each other in the name of the Lord? No? Okay, well, we're not going to say hello to each other this morning. You can save that for after service, gang. With that, let us rise and begin with our opening hymn, hymn number 438. the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word and to call upon him in prayer and praise and to receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive our sins and grant us new life through your Holy Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayers and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
When he calls me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. With long life I will satisfy him. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. For he will command his angels concerning you. On their hands they will bear you up. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample under feet.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. With long life, I will satisfy him. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, you led your ancient people through the wilderness and brought them into the promised land. Guide the people of your church that following your Savior, our Savior, we may walk through the wilderness of this world toward the glory of the world to come. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. Our Old Testament reading for the first Sunday in Lent is Deuteronomy chapter 26. When you came to the land that the Lord your God is giving you for an inheritance and have taken possession of it and live in it, you shall take some of the first fruit of the ground which you have harvested from your land that the Lord your God is giving to you, and you shall put it in a basket. And you shall go to the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name to dwell there. And you shall go to the priest who is in the office at that time and say to him, I declare today to the Lord your God that I have come into the land that the Lord swore to our fathers to give to us. Then the priest shall take some of the basket from your hand and set it down before the altar of the Lord your God. And you shall make a response before the Lord your God. A wandering aroma as my father and as he went down into Egypt and sojourned there, few in number, and there he became a nation, great, mighty, and populous. And Egypt treated us harshly and humiliated us and led us to labor hard. Then we cried to the Lord, the God of our fathers. And the Lord heard our voice and saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. The Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, with great deeds of terror, with signs and wonders. He brought us up into this place and gave us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And behold, I now bring the first of the fruit of the ground, which you, the Lord, have given to me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God, and worship before the Lord your God. And you shall rejoice in all the good that the Lord your God has given to you and to your house, you and the Levite and the sojourner who is amongst you. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from Romans, right? Romans chapter 10. The word of the Lord is near to you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified. With the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. This is the word of the Lord. Please rise to the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the fourth chapter. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned to the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. And Jesus answered him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and said to him, to you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. Jesus answered him, it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you. And on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. Jesus answered him and said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the gospel of our Lord. Let us confess our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father on earth. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated as I invite forward the children for the children's message.
Thank you. are you guys? Good. My name is Miss Janine, and I am a DCE, Director of Christian Education, and I get to be at a camp, the Lutheran Summer Camp. That's only about a little bit over an hour from here, and so I have a special backpack with me today to help you talk to you about some very fun things. Have any of you ever seen a backpack like this? No. Does anybody know what it's for? What do you think? It is for hiking. You wouldn't want to carry this to school, would you? This would be a little bit big to carry your books in, wouldn't it? You'd get a little bit tired of carrying this around. But if you were going to go hiking up in the mountains, it would be the perfect thing, right? We're going to look in there and see what some hikers might take up the mountain. And then we'll talk about why we have this big backpack. What do you think might be in there? Oh, that's a good thing. I don't have any bug spray in here, but that would be a very good thing to have in here. You have been at camp before, haven't you? You know that it has kind of bugs there. But if you are hiking up a mountain, you might need this. What is this, do you think?
A sleeping bag.
A sleeping bag. You would need a tent, too. I don't have a tent in here either. But if you were going to be hiking and you wanted to stay up there, you didn't want to come back down the same day, you wanted to stay all night in the mountains, on the mountains, you would need somewhere warm to sleep, right? You would need a sleeping bag. Let's see what else is in here. Oh, what is this?
Granola bar.
A granola bar, because you would get hungry up there, wouldn't you? You would need a snack while you were hiking around. What else would go with a snack? A water bottle, right? You need water while you're hiking, right? To keep yourself hydrated. Otherwise, you might get too tired and wouldn't be able to keep going up the mountain. You would need nutrition, wouldn't you?
All you have to do is find a river.
Or you could find a river, right? What about when it was getting dark? What else would you need? You'd need a little flashlight, wouldn't you? A lantern? Pretty cool, huh? Yeah. And then, what if it started raining? You might need a poncho, right? So you wouldn't get all your stuff all wet. And then, once you get up there, you know your cell phones don't work up there and all those video games don't work and the radio and stuff. So you would need something to keep yourself entertained. And I brought a special book. Does anybody know what book this is? Say it again. The Bible, God's Word, right? That's a great thing to have up in the mountains. So do you know that all the time, Jesus was in all the stories we hear about Jesus, he had a lot of people following him, didn't he? He had lots and lots of people saying, Jesus, heal me. And everywhere that he went, he would get more people to follow him because he had been healing people, right? And so his name became very famous. And people all the time would crowd around him and they would say, Jesus, heal me, Jesus, heal me. So every single day he got up, there were all these people around him wanting his attention. Do you know what Jesus did quite often? He said, wait, stop. I'm going to go up the mountain. I'm going to take time alone to pray to my Father. Jesus did that. Jesus said, I need time alone up on the mountain just to pray to my Father. So we also have pretty busy lives. You guys have school, and you probably have sports, and you have music, and you have friends, and you have all these things going on. You have lots and lots of things that want your attention. And our parents and your grandparents do too. And Jesus says, take time to pray to me. Take time to be in my word, so that as you'll hear in the sermon, this word is what we use to stay strong against an enemy that you'll hear Pastor talking about that. But this, God says, take time, spend it with your best friend, Jesus, and get ready so you can go out and share that word with other people. We would love for you to come to camp and also get to spend time with God. That's a wonderful place to be, out in God's nature, so that you can hear his word, be strengthened and encouraged. I'm going to be out in the Narthex later, and you guys can come over and talk to me about camp, and I have some special flyers. But right now I have some, we're going to pray, and then I'll give you a special sticker, okay, for our camp. All right, so let's fold our hands. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you so much for loving me, for wanting to spend time in your word with me. Please help us to share your love with all those we meet. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for coming up, guys. Do you like a sticker? And then you can head back. All right. Thanks for coming up. Let me hand this to Pastor real quick so he can keep going.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My name is Pastor Rocco Malardi, and where I am at is out at Heights Point Lutheran Ministries. I'm the pastor that lives out there. And so most of my sermons are with... And you know what happens when you preach to people who are about yay size? Any of you guys ever been around people who are about yay size? What happens when you're around people about yay size? Do they have a lot of questions for you? They ask a lot of questions? Yeah, you got to come up with a lot of answers. And when you're talking to people about yay size, you ask them a lot of questions. And what do when you ask them questions? I get a lot of... It's okay, gang. I'm leading you somewhere really uncomfortable. Trust me, I'm the summer camp pastor, so if I ask questions during the sermon, hey, feel free, feel obligated, actually, to answer me, because I'm going to feel like, oh my gosh, I need to just go home now. So, this morning, what was our gospel lesson about? Who was in our gospel lesson? Just priming the pump here. Who was in it? What's the one word that you're never going to get in trouble for when you answer in Sunday school class? Your Sunday school teacher comes up to you and says, "Little Johnny, what was I just teaching about?" What's the one answer you can always give and you're never going to get in trouble? He's got it. Jesus, right. So if I ask you what today's gospel lesson was all about, you guys are going to all raise your hand. You're going to say who?
Jesus.
Hey, now we're starting to get somewhere. So Jesus was there in our gospel lesson this morning. And there he was. But there was someone else there. Satan himself. And Satan and Jesus are going to have a little back and forth. But when you read the Gospel of Luke, how does the flow of the Gospel go? Well, it starts out with Luke giving you some introductory, get to the birth. And then you have Jesus going out before his cousin, Johnny. You remember little Johnny from down the block? He goes out before Johnny, and he goes out to John, and he says, "Hey, John, I'm here." And John says, "Whoa, wait a minute now. I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me?" And Jesus says, "Let it be so for now." And Jesus steps before John into the Jordan River. But do you guys remember who was going out to the Jordan before John the Baptist, before Jesus went? Who went out there? All the people, right? You remember the little thing? Here's a church. Here's a steeple. You open the doors and look at all the people. Yeah, all the people are going out of Jerusalem. They're going to Jesus, or they're going to John. They're going down into the water because they want a baptism of repentance. They're going out and they're repenting of their sins. They're going down into the water. They're being washed. And they're coming out. And as they come out of that water, they're forgiven before God. Ooh, I got a step here. Don't fall off that. Now, they're forgiven before God. Okay. Now Jesus goes down before John. But what does the Bible say about Jesus? It says, he who knew no sin. What? Anybody fill that one out for us? Became sin for us. And so Jesus goes down into that water where all those people were being baptized for a baptism of repentance. And he goes down into that water, and he goes into the water. And as he comes out of the water, the voice of the Father speaks, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." And the Holy Spirit comes down upon him in the form of a dove. And I know that you are all good Greek scholars. And so all of my good Greek scholars out there, it's okay. You can all raise your hands. It's okay. I know who you are. Now, all my good Greek scholars out there, you guys are all thinking, well, when I read this in the Gospel of Mark, it used a really interesting term for what the Holy Spirit did to Jesus. Now, what about that term? And I'm going to say, I'll get you. Right. The term ekbal. I got it. Ekbal. You all remember what ekbal was. You remember. or maybe you don't, but that one night back when you were a young kid and the policeman showed up behind your car with the lights going and he put you in those cuffs and he ek-ballowed you and threw you into the car, that is what it means to be ek-ballowed, okay? It's when you have been stopped. Everything's been stopped. And you've been picked up and thrown out of that situation. And that's what it says the Holy Spirit did to Jesus. It came down upon him when Jesus was baptized and he was ek-ballowed. He was thrown out into the wilderness. Now I know Luke says that he went up to, he traveled a little bit and then he went and he was out in the wilderness. A little bit differences between the Gospels, but we're not given four Gospels that are identical. We're given four Gospels from four different people testifying to the same truth. So, of course, there's going to be little variations. And so Luke tells us that Jesus goes out and he is tempted in the wilderness. And he goes out there, and he's out there for 40 days and 40 nights. Does anybody remember who else might pop into head with 40 days, 40 nights? Israelites, right? The Israelites, 40 days, 40 nights, they should have entered the promised land right after that. But they didn't because they failed. But this Jesus fella, he's in temptation for 40 days and 40 nights. And Satan comes to him and he tempts him with all kinds of stuff. He tempts him with the things of this body and all the arrogant, egotistical things of, I don't even know what to put it. Who was the psychologist? Freud said it's id. But, you know, our sinful natures. That's what Satan tempts Jesus with. He tempts him with the same sinful natures. He says, hey, if you will fall down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. The power and prestige and the financial well-being beyond anything that any of us could ever dream. But the things of this world was not what Jesus was interested in. Jesus was interested in something else. So when he was baptized with one thing in mind, you. You were in mind when he was baptized. You see, when Christ went down into that water, he knew that you too would be tempted by Satan himself. You see, all of you guys are tempted just like Jesus, where Jesus overcame Satan's temptation. Think about who else was in the Bible that was tempted by Satan and fell because of that temptation? Yeah. Adam and Eve, they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and they fell. And because of that, all of us have sinful inclinations. Ever since then, our big 50 center for the day is concupiscence. We all have concupiscence, that sinful desire to remain sinful even after we have been baptized and given the Holy Spirit. Yes, we are all sinful. And that Jesus knew. And so Jesus, when he was tempted by Satan, he overcame Satan's temptation so that when you are tempted by Satan, do you guys overcome Satan's temptation? Okay. Some of you guys are okay. Some of you guys aren't. I take it by the silence that none of us are good at overcoming Satan's temptations. Not a one of us. But the book of James tells us this. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own sinful desire. Then desire, when it is conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death. We all know what it's like to have Satan come and tickle our ears. We all have our old sinful Adam still within us. We still all have that sinful desire. And so when Satan knows those sinful desires that each and every one of us has, He knows exactly which buttons to push for all of us that can lead us into sin. And so James tells us that we should flee from sin. So how do we flee from sin? We do exactly what Jesus did. What did Jesus use to confront Satan? God's word. I don't know who said it, but they said it loud and proud. Way to go, good sir. God's word is what Jesus used to confront Satan. So too, each one of us have been given the gift of God's word. I don't know if this is, at this congregation, if when you are baptized, you are given a copy of God's word, or if it's when you are confirmed that you are given a copy of God's word, or if maybe you, your parents made sure that you had it, and maybe if you're a little bit older and you put two pennies together, you ran down to the store and you bought yourself a copy of God's word because you thought, man, that's important. And that's what we use to confront Satan. We use God's word to confront Satan. But Satan is far too powerful for any one of us. And so we have been given the gifts of God. When we come on Sunday morning and we receive Jesus' body and blood, his body and blood are there to strengthen our faith so that we are strengthened unto life everlasting. So that we do not have to worry about the things of this life, about Satan overcoming us, because we have the gift of Jesus Christ dwelling within us, who will overcome Satan on our behalf. And yes, Christ has put us in the church. The Book of Concord calls the church the fellowship, the mutual consolation of the brethren. And that's what we are. As a congregation, you are the mutual consolation of the brethren. You are one another, fellow members of Christ. And so when you guys are struggling with the temptations of Satan, you call one another and say, hey, Bill, come on over, we're going to go fishing. Well, I'm not going to tell you why, we're just going to go. And we go out, we talk about it, and we pray for one another. The ladies, they strengthen one another, keeping track of one another, encouraging one another to remain faithful to their husbands and remain faithful unto the Lord. Yes, we build one another up in Christ all the time so that we are not dragged away by Satan himself. And when Satan does overcome us and we are dragged off into sin, we don't need to look too far. Who's that up there?
Jesus.
And who's that right there on the cross?
Jesus.
So when we are overcome by Satan and sin, where do we go?
Jesus.
Jesus who has overcome sin on our behalf. For when he was baptized, he took upon himself your sins. He carried them all through his life so that when you would fall in sin, you would look to that cross and you would see the place where that sin too has been crucified. So that when you arrive at the heavenly throne and the Lord's looking over your life and, oh, I saw that one. Jesus is going to look right over and say, hey, wait a minute. That one has been forgiven in my blood. You can't even see those sins. You see, in Christ, you are fully forgiven of all of Satan's wiles and temptations. In Christ, you are fully forgiven and given the gift of everlasting life. And in Christ, you are made one with God himself. Amen. Now may the grace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let us rise for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your kindness, that you have overcome sin, death, and the devil for us, and that you have redeemed us from all of our sins. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we ask that you watch over the members of Emmanuel, Carol, Randy, Stanley, Nolan, Mary, and Lindsay. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, we ask that you watch over the family and friends of Emmanuel, Alan and Cindy, Cayman and Jason, Mike and Eva, Brandy, Jeff, Gail, Rita, Holly, Kelly, Mark, Terry, David, Rhonda, Jessica, Mary, Brooke, Everett, and Nicole. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we ask that you watch over those who are living within nursing homes, especially Miley and Dolores and Dorothy. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we ask that you watch over our missionaries throughout the world, especially the Kolbs, Jim and Claudia, David and Valerie, and Tim and Aaron. Lord, in your mercy. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you watch over those who are serving in our country in the military, especially McKenna and Drake. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the gifts that you have given to us, especially for your forgiveness that you have so freely poured out upon us on the cross. Lord, in your mercy, please watch over us and bless us this day and always. Amen. You may be seated as we take our offering. Please rise as we pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
Amen.
Let us sing our final hymn, Lift High the Cross.